shows up at the party in a pair of dark glasses. His grandfather wore in the war. Say nothing to no one, just drinks as if that's what God gave him his ugly mouth for. And he doesn't make passes at the girls in the corner in their Bolshevik glasses and black. When they giggle a little and look at him funny, the gatecrasher only looks back. He takes in the faces, never quite placing them, squinting his short-sighted eyes. And each one reminds him of someone he's known, or someone he faintly dislikes. And he can't understand the naive curiosity forcing two strangers to talk, when language is always and everywhere language, and people are like cheese and chalk. Lifts himself out of his squatting position and gets up for something to eat. But the ham is too pink and the turkey is cardboard and the plate is as floppy as meat. So he fills up his glass from a bottle of vodka snatched from some new arrivals who stare, as he tips back his head like a man seized with laughter and spits the drink into the fire. And he looks so appealing, with eyes like a bloodhound and hair like the Catrasson coup, with the holes in his trousers designed to arouse as he looks like he'd know what to do. On the rims of his eyes there's a trace of infection, or maybe the mark of a tear. And is it mascara or is it bacteria there where the white disappears? Which of those girls isn't scared of him, and which of us isn't the same? And maybe that's why, if the four of them, no one remembers Gatecrasher's name. Absent-mindedly licking the tip of a finger he's just used for scratching his ear. He wrinkles his nose at the taste of the wax, which like him is acidic and sour. And just for a second, something comes back to him, something so real and remote, that he tips back his vodka to blank out the thought, and he grins as it scorches his throat. Maybe he thought of his mother, how she kicked out his father when he pushed her around once too much, and how he pretended to sleep as she hugged him, and how he'd been calmed by her touch. Or he sighed with nostalgia for a little Italian he met in a bar in Milan, while they swept up the glass on Piazza Fontana. He knew she'd be thinking of him, she'd be thinking of him. Why Hitler liked lemon verbena, and whether he loved Eva Braun. Or maybe he thinks of his cheap bed and breakfast. On the far side of town.